Pippa, lovely to see you. Lovely to see the glorious sunshine.
I know.
But talking about your illustrious career, what gives you the impetus to come time, time again and compete at this level?
Because I haven't been for a long time. I haven't been for a long time and I wasn't really expecting to come. But Redesigned, who's been off for quite a long time, sort of on and off and on and off. He's had a few sort of niggling problems and hopefully, touch wood, he's here in one piece and I'm very, very excited to be here.
Try to put into context what the Mitsubishi Motors Bampton Horse Trials means to a rider.
I think it is just so special a place to come to. I think we all, you know, I think in the sport, you know, Burley's great. There's so many great events now, but for some reason, whether it's the history behind Badminton, but it is just the one that has sort of that prestige and it's the one everyone wants to come here and go well at.
You are the only rider who's won the Grand Slam, which is tremendous accolade. We've got William and Andrew going head to head trying to win it. What kind of pressure is on these guys? And do you reflect on the fact that after all these years, you're the only person who's done it?
Well, so far.
It might change this weekend.
I think it could very well change this weekend. I mean, it is going to be absolutely, I think, unbelievable sport. And I'm so excited not to be here riding, but I'm just as excited to be here to be able to watch the final outcome. It is like Clash of the Titans with Andrew, William and obviously Michael Jung being here. So, I mean, listen, they're absolute top professionals, William and Andrew, and they're both unbelievable horsemen. So, you know, either one of them deserves it and either one could well win, and they've both got, you know, double chance because they've got two each. Both horses are all, you know, they're all capable of winning at their horses, so it'd be very exciting.
Do you remember your memories when you claimed the crown?
I remember just feeling very sick a lot of the time. And I suppose it didn't really sink in at the time, and I suppose as the years go on and when, you know, you struggle a bit, you have horses going wrong and you actually then look back and think, actually, it really was some achievement. Whereas at the time, when everything goes right, it's funny in any sport, when things are going really, really right for you, you think it seems easy. But then when it's not going right, you realise it ain't easy.